Hello and welcome to the Pony Development Sync for December 14th, 2021. I'm Sean Allen. I'm your host today. Your regular host, Joe, is unavailable for work reasons. We have three other folks with us today. I'm going to introduce each one of them and have them say hi so that hopefully you'd be able to recognize their voices going forward during the conversation. Red, can you say hi, please?
Hi, please.
Jackass.
Sorry, I had to. It's the law.
Jason, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jason.
Thank you, Jason, for not being a jackass like Red. Borja, can you say hi to everyone?
Hi, everyone.
All right, see, that's pretty good. Today mostly looks like some discussion around error messages as we went on a little run over the last week of opening issues on Pony C for error messages. I want to start first with a PR on the Pony C repo. It's 39. Yeah, that is 39. 3933. This was opened by Jason. Clarify wording for some subtyping errors.
Son, can you paste the list on the
No, I
Slido?
can't, but no, I can't because I didn't run it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just doing it based on my memory of everything that's gone by and notifications, which hasn't been much in the last week. So, sorry. It's 3933 on Pony C. It's the most recently opened PR.
Which
By.
is in response to two other issues.
Yes. So I guess so this after this is merged, we could close 3929 and it would help a little with 3928, but 3928 would stay open, correct?
Yeah, that would be what I'd say. Although I know Red has another comment there that I'd like to talk about,
He has
that was
another
actually placed
comment
on
on
the issue
he has
rather than
another
on this
comment
PR.
he has another comment on 3929 or 3928.
On 3929.
Okay. So does that let's hop over to that. 39 issue 3929 on the Pony C repo. Compiler prints different reference capability on error ISO versus ISO hat.
So,
Take it away, Jason.
yeah. Oh, that was not actually a response. For some reason, I thought this issue was by Red, but it was not at all by Red. It's Borja's issue. Whoops, sorry, Red.
Hey.
It's okay. And Borja, for that
No worries.
matter. So the question here or the preference was that well, it was really that it was the old behavior that it referred to the argument becoming ISO bang being the alias and then referring to the parameter type as what was actually written down, which is array U8 val ISO. So the reason that we can't do that, or I mean, of course we always can do that, we could always refer to it however, is that the way that we've now referred to subtyping, both in the tutorial and otherwise, that doesn't quite work. Specifically because the reason that worked before was basically because the subtyping model that was used had was effectively equivalent to saying whenever like S is a subtype of T, whenever S ephemeral could be coerced to T ephemeral. So we used to be able to say, well, sure, ISO bang is a subtype of, or is not a subtype of ISO because it can't be, we can't coerce ISO bang ephemeral, which is just tag ephemeral, which is just tag. We can't coerce that to ISO ephemeral. So now we actually have to explicitly say ISO ephemeral because we changed the subtyping to just be straight coercion without any implicit ephemerals in there. So it would not be sort of technically correct without going back on that to reword it in terms of keeping the argument type, in terms of aliasing the argument type and then keeping the parameter type as written down. Now, of course, we could do that, but then we would have to go and update the tutorial and say, well, here we have this type of subtyping here, and we also have this other sort of subtyping, which works in this context with arguments of parameters or something like that, which is probably a bit confusing. Does that?
Yeah.
Hope that wasn't too...
I guess it was just... Like my comment just reflected my mental model of what I thought.
Yeah, and we used to. That was how that was the model that we had before and that we conveyed, but it didn't work for a certain context like return subtyping. So there wasn't really a way to make that work there, and so that's why we made the shift to that newer model. And so if you've been here a long time, that's why. You're probably more used to the other way of presenting it.
Yeah, I haven't like revisited this type and tutorial in like years. So yeah, that explains it.
Okay.
So yeah, I still think that like sewing a different type on the error message than what it's written. It's a bit confusing, but I don't have any good suggestions other than that.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. There's a like, not without a lot of other changes, we couldn't really avoid that. Or with, like, the only other ways are sort of going back on the subtyping, accepting the costs there, or going forward and, making another shift to basically swap out the usage of ephemeral, change ISO hat, like, swap ISO hat and ISO, I pick a new name for ISO and swap ISO hat, but change it in variables versus expressions. And there's kind of a confusing way to do that. And if you swap it that way, then you can go back to writing the same things because you can make the expression capabilities and the variable capabilities line up so that they have the same names in those contexts again. And then you can go back to having the same names for that. But that's a long ways out. And some people are not fond of that, but, or it's work.
Okay, then I guess your changes in the other PR are good with this.
Yeah,
I think for right now, for closing this, and we could have a bigger discussion. That you know, adding the bit that it looks like was added in the PR that, you know, basically says, "Hey, you need to do a consume here," I think is good. 90% of the people who are going to get this error, if they really need to do anything other than glance at the error message and go, "Oh, right, dur," they probably need to be told that they need to consume anyway. So
yeah,
For fixing the most immediate issue, which is the, wait, how am I supposed to fix that? If you don't know, I think this does a decent job of that. Okay. In 3933. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. So I did put on 3933, Jason, I put a changelog fix. So it shows up in the changelog. We say that error messages are bugs, so I would like to have, you know, some little note about them, you know, in the release notes when they go out, that we fix them. So if you could add that, and then drop a note when you feel like it's done, and it can be squashed and merged.
Okay.
And so, just to be clear, though, it does not. It does not. We should leave 3928 open. Correct. It just does a bit towards it.
Yeah.
Okay. So then let's go over to the issues and maybe we talk about, let's go ahead and talk about 3928 now, which is apparently one that I opened. How about that? You could consume, so what after this change would this end up being? This wouldn't have the, this would or wouldn't have the you should consume, wouldn't it?
Sorry, for which?
Issue 3928, which is the one you said it was a bandage on. But yeah. If it adds the you should consume, then I think it fits what.
Yeah, I think it. Fits. The one thing that I would really like to see, honestly, would be checking the expression to see if it makes sense, and ideally even suggesting to consume the variable. And that's where I think we could do a lot better, because really here it's just kind of saying, well, somewhere in this checking this subtype, I got ISO and you were supposed to have ISO hat. Maybe there's something somewhere that could be consumed. I don't know. As opposed to, you passed a variable that was X and you were, and like you could have passed consume X and it would type check. Why don't you try consume X? And that's what I would consider to be a fix. Mm. I mean, you could also say, I mean, you wrote the bug. You could say 3933 is a fix and we could do that.
So I think it's a fix for this, but what you just said, I think actually sounds like an excellent, enhancement issue, right? For not just saying, hey, you need to consume, but specifically pointing to what you need to consume. That feels like a good issue unto itself to me.
Okay. So I could write up another issue to do that.
Yeah.
So I guess feel free to push onto the other PR saying this is a fix for 3928, and then we'll make another issue.
Yeah, you have the best idea on it, so I'll leave the making of that issue to you.
Okay, sounds good.
This addresses my intent with 3928 car turn sync. Okay. All right. Boom, boom, which means, okay, 3928. We have, discussed. Let's see, issues. I assume we did not discuss 3927 at any point. We did not. All right. So let's see. Improve error message when accessing field from Lambda. I feel like, Jason, did you have a conversation with him, or was it Joe in Zulip about this one, I think? I feel like one of you two did.
I think I might have missed. It was mostly Joe, if I remember correctly. I might have sent like a message or two, but.
So let's see.
Oh, this one might have been me. Yeah, actually, this one was me. So this was just that in a lambda. It's kind of a similar issue to, I think, another one that was opened, right? Like, you opened a kind of similar one. Like, it's not really mentioning viewpoint adaptation coming into the picture when there's lambdas involved. Because they've got a lambda here, which was just, and I feel like this is actually a pretty common mistake that people make, is not recognizing the reference capability for, like, both the high level conceptual. I think the high level conceptual difficulty combines with, like, potential, like, syntactic difficulties, just understanding the reference capability for a lambda and recognizing the syntactic sugar. So people have trouble with the, like, ref versus box lambdas. And so in this case, somebody had a box lambda that they wanted to put, that they wanted to pass to a method. And so their array that they passed got adapted to box, and the error message just said, well, you've got an array box, instead of saying that they had an array ref. And so they just got an error that didn't mention viewpoint adaptation at all. It just said, you've got an array box, and errored out.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the first error message is necessarily actually helpful. I don't think it's not helpful per se, but I don't have a good idea of what to do with this, certainly not without understanding the code, where we get to the error and what's available at that time and whatnot. Yeah. I feel like this should be marked as a needs investigation, and then if somebody wants to pick it up at some point, they can look into what might be reasonably possible at that point in time for the error message based on what we know. Sound reasonable?
Yeah, I think so.
So is the issue here actually the reference capability of the lambda or of the other function? Because here, like, foo is actually a fun box, so that's why I would assume you can't, like, that's why the error message comes in, right?
So I would think that the actual, yes, the error here to me is that maybe he's right. I mean, there's kind of two errors here. And the order that you do them in doesn't really, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the annotation of the lambda kind of ends up masking an error, or the lambda is inadvertently annotated to box. And so it masks the fact that there's another type error involved.
Yeah, I mean, there's two errors here. Yeah. I think the first one is, the first one I think is pretty good in that it tells you hey, here's one of your errors now that I think about it some more. And
yeah, so I think the first part of the error is okay, but then like the final suggestion, I would try to point to foo instead of the lambda, but that's like a bit hard to maybe get that information when you're trying to print the error.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the first error message or the second?
I'm talking about the first error message.
One thing that sticks out too is the serial order dependence, like the fact that the last error message is the thing that they mentioned both times, and that really sticks out as the worst part or the best part of them. Like in the first one, the fact that you're trying to change state in the box function is the last one was good part, and the last part of the second error message being the wrong location was what led them astray. It does seem like the code location of the last error message was really a big thing that was an issue. So in the case when, because of that viewpoint adaptation, the code location wasn't pointing to the right location. It was pointing to the location of the declaration, but that wasn't where the capability came from.
I'm typing up a comment for this based on discussion. The comment's basically going to say that we wanted someone to do investigation to figure out more of, at these points, what could be, what information is available for what could be said, and that after discussing it during the sync, none of the three of us who commented on this love either of the error messages, and that they both could be changed. Okay. All right. Yes, those are tricky ones. They changed the star thing to being yellow at some point on GitHub, and I find it very distracting. Very distracting. Okay, 29, 27, 29. Ooh. 3930. Now, is this Red's? This is Red's compiler bug, right? Is that what this one is? Red 3930.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Well, but did you create a recursive type? Is that what I'm trying to piece everything together?
That's exactly what I did. I created the recursive type. But I was since informed that I didn't actually need to create the recursive type. I just could have said any, but I thought I was describing the type in the first section, so that's why I wrote it that way. But to be clear, if you don't go array and you do something like array map, that will be fine. It's only when you go array that it's an issue. If that makes sense. Because it isn't recursive. I mean, yeah.
That's weird.
What, should it not work at all?
Like, I mean, if you just said A colon A, it would already be a recursive type. But I guess the compiler handles that, or?
The compiler is supposed to handle telling you that you can't do recursive types. It might not in this one particular situation. I'm not sure. I'm going to put for a comment, unless anybody disagrees. Speaking for myself, I would love to have. I would love to be able to have recursive types. There's a really old issue opened by me for it. I'm not going to go looking for it. It is really old. It's probably like 5 or 6 years old. That said, as Jason Carr said, we should fix the boom that happens here. I know at some point there was no boom for recursive types. That might still be the case, and this is missed by the recursive type prevention in the compiler. Does that sound reasonable to everyone?
It does, but just to clarify something quickly, so does that mean that A, any is valid? Should A, array A, be invalid as well?
I did not follow that. And I don't think I'm going to be able to follow it unless you put it in the chat.
Okay, let me put that in. Okay. This.
So wait, did you do this? Wait, there's more information that would need to go there. Right.
Sure. Hang on. Function name. Like that. Because I've been using that syntax a lot, and it occurs to me that if A, so I thought that meant that A would always be an array. But so then my logical thought was, okay, then, you know, adding another array would then do that. But if the actual meaning of the syntax is that A is equal to, A is of the type array A, then that would also be recursive. But that's allowed.
Well, no, the type of A is would be something like U8 or whatnot, right?
Okay.
But so except yeah, I think I can see where it might be getting confused for this. I don't think it's expecting anything like this, right? That you would try to define saying A is an array of A, right? So then it's trying to do A is an array of an array of array of array of array of array, and it's never bottoming out in this particular case, which is different than the recursive checking that I know works and everybody who tries to create their own JSON library runs into.
Okay. I don't fully understand, but let's pick this up on Zulip because I think it's very syntax specific.
So I suspect this is a recursive type one that wouldn't exist. When you did this, what were you intending to say? Were you intending to say this is an array of blah?
What I was intending to do was to say that A is always an array of.
A is always an array of something, right?
Yes, right.
So what you tried to do is put a constraint into the type instead of putting it as a constraint.
Yes.
Yes, yes, and then it went boom. Yeah. So yes, you would want to do that as a constraint on it.
Okay. All right. We'll work it out.
How would that? Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see, that one was the compiler crash. One or two more. 39, 31. Femoral ref cap shouldn't be assignable to ref cap type. Way to find a way to break the type system.
Yeah. This is also a case of it used to not be exploitable, or this is new-ish. Because it used to be that you could write this down, but you couldn't get it to type check because the compiler would yell at you. You wouldn't be able to actually assign a value to it because of the other subtyping rules. But you'd end up aliasing first, so you couldn't ever assign something to an ephemeral type.
So this came in with
the subtyping changes.
Yeah. Do you have a good handle on what needs to be done to fix this?
Yeah, we just need to reject all of the any of those types from being mentioned in as the type of variables.
Are you planning on picking this up?
Yeah, I'm hoping to when I get a chance.
Okay, so I'm gonna put you at yes.
Yeah, no, continue.
I was gonna say I was gonna put you as an assignee and take help wanted off if that was the case.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Coincidentally, this is actually the same reason that there's that check for ref and val appearing in the same intersection type is only for this exact reason already, because like of missing faulty checks around these. Because they're actually these, like, it's strictly weaker than just writing tran ephemeral or iso ephemeral. But it's just a very sneaky way to write it.
It never would have occurred to me to write that type, so I certainly never would have found it.
I started trying to write this and then I realized, oh, it's not as simple as just like checking the capability of the variable. So that's why I have the comment of here's a few extra cases we need to check. So we need to like deeply recurse on the type to check it. And eventually there's been this really, really long standing issue with generics and unstable capabilities. That's actually a similar case.
Is that 1931?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, that Paul opened, yes. Good times.
But I'll try to get to this sometime soon.
I'm going to get to some of my sometime soon things. when I go on vacation. So I got tied up in a lot of work stuff. We have one more issue here, 3932. Let's see. This one was by me. Misleading error message related to viewpoint adaptation. Let's see. Right. Yeah. Any comments on this one? Jason, I don't have a fix for it necessarily. I just think it's I don't think the error message is super helpful in this case.
Yeah, it seems tough. I think that's something that needs like a whole set of error reporting infrastructure.
I'm going to put needs discussion and needs investigation. I certainly don't have a good, I don't even know what it's supposed to say necessarily right here. I just know that this isn't helpful. You know, I got it. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's not helpful. I found this because I was like, what will it tell me if I do this? It was somebody else had done something. And I was like, huh, what would it tell me if I did this? And then I got it. And I was like, well, okay, I know why. I know what to do with that. I don't think the vast majority of people are going to know what to do with this.
Yeah, what I really want to see is just to have basically like a list, like a reason for some set of like viewpoint adaptations. And it was originally this capability, but it was reduced down to that, or it was like adapted to this because it was viewed from this, and like maybe it's even some sequence in like the extreme cases where it's like, oh, it was in this box method here and you put it in this lambda and then you call it here. And so that's why it's a val here. But I think actually being able to report that, I feel like that needs a whole set of like infrastructure in the compiler. So that's a project.
Yes, that would be a project. It would be. All right. I tagged that for now and it can be something that comes along later. I mostly opened that one so that it would, you know, someday it would be noticed and remembered. Anybody have anything to go over? We're through with the agenda for today for that stuff. Red? Jason?
It's all good.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Well, then I guess the last thing I'll note is coming very soon. There is a now up but not finished in terms of documentation tests and a tiny little tweak here or there to the API. But there's a parallel processing with actors library called fork join, which exists and has some has a couple of examples which are pretty completely useless except to show you more how to do things that nobody would ever want to do. And then there's one where if you really wanted to do word count by taking some source of text and chopping it up and splitting it across a bunch of actors to do the counting and then sending it to another actor to do the final totaling. It's there now and people could use it. I wrote this less because I think it's super useful. I mean, somebody might find it useful. I've never done this particular thing myself in Pony, but many people come in and ask in like beginner help, how can I do exactly this type thing? So I figure at worst case, it's a good, hey, this is how you can do exactly this type thing. And hey, here's a library which covers a lot of the cases, which I know when you tried to do it yourself from coming in and asking questions in beginner help, you didn't actually cover. So that exists. And for anybody who's listening, they can check that out. And it'll be going to like 0.1.0 once I get a chance to finish off the documentation and tests, which should be before the end of the year. All right. That's it. Who knows, Red? Maybe it'll be useful for some AOC stuff later on. Possibly.
I was actually looking at that. It's been stretching me. It's making me do stuff in Pony that I've never had to do before. So it's been really good. I'm actually having to do a lot of data manipulation, and that's not something I've done much in Pony at all. So, oh, and speaking of, I don't know if you saw this, but firstly, I'm glad I'm not a Java programmer, but I do have Java around me. And so I ended up writing a tool to basically recursively unzip zip war, EAR, and jar files. And that's written in Pony. And so there's a couple of people, including my company, using that to chase around and, you know, pick up the scraps. So it's kind of interesting, kind of fun.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, if nobody's got anything else, I'm going to go ahead and end it. All right. Sound good.
Thank you.